Directions for carving a pumpkin. Make a slit, open the section, thrust your hand into the belly, reach out seeds, slimy as life, slippery as new white fish. Hollow the walls with a spoon, scrape this cold cave of muscle and fiber, wipe your knife on your leg. Carve two sockets for sight, a thick gash for a mouth. In the dark place behind the eyes, set a light. Touch flame to the wick. Close the flap. Turn the face to the wall. In time, we recover from every birth.
In many of her poems, Kathleen Dale carves a simple picture into a metaphor.
Right. My daughter and I were carving a pumpkin. And when I was reaching it, I've done it for many years. I mean, ever since she's been born, anyway. And I reached my hand in, and I thought, my God, it's just like reaching in to birth something. I feel like a midwife bringing out all these slimy seeds and all those fibers that are inside a pumpkin. And then when we did the carving and finished the carving, I realized, my God, this is like a face. So it's like from belly to face. And I thought, you know, when I started thinking about in terms of an image then, it's like making something conscious. It's like something that has been on the gut level. Suddenly, it's on a head level. And we put that light behind the eyes. And something that has been unconscious is now conscious. And that's often very painful. I don't think birth itself is so painful if you're doing it yourself. I think sometimes things are forced upon you. Like with a cesarean on the first level, is somebody else is doing it to you. If somebody comes to you and tells you an idea or gives you an idea or says, do you realize this is what you're doing or this is the kind of person you are, then that makes you suddenly conscious of something that you were unconscious of before, but it's still not something you've done yourself or has happened through an organic process, and it can be very painful. So that doesn't really apply to the writing of a poem, because that's something you do yourself, and you're more or less in control of the process. I think it's when these things slip up on you or someone else takes the process away from you, then it can be very, you turn your face to the wall for a while, you'll heal, but it takes a while to recover.
And maybe recovery is not the right word, re-uncovery.
Yeah, it's an interesting word to play around with, because it sounds like you're covering something again, when actually recovery, I think, is... to reclaim, to uncover, in a sense. So it's an interesting word. I think poetry is usually recovery in that second sense, to reclaim.
Kathleen Dale has been writing poetry ever since she was a child growing up in Wichita, Kansas. She was born there in 1945. She isn't sure how old she was when the first poem came out, but she remembers keeping a journal as a teenager. Later, Dale stopped writing for several years. She received her bachelor's and master's degrees, got married, and taught high school English. In 1970, she began writing again when she came to the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee to study for a Ph.D. Her dissertation was on Wallace Stevens. The degree was awarded in 1976. Dale currently is a lecturer in UWM's Department of Educational Opportunity. She is also the mother of Jessica, who was born by cesarean section 4 years ago. Dale says she has written more poems about Jessica than anyone else. Here are two.
Jessica at 3.